What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I got a question for you. Have you ever dreamt about flipping a house or buying an investment property? I know I have. There's a reason why house flipping is out of reach for most people, and that's because of a lack of information. Flipping Made Easy is for people like you who feel drawn to the world of house flipping, but they don't have a clue as to where to start. Check out flippingmadeeasy.com. Here, you'll find comprehensive and easy to understand information about every stage of the house flipping process. You'll receive access to millions of houses ripe with flipping potential. Hundreds of expert guidance explained through research articles and easy to understand video content. And thousands of vendors for all of your house flipping needs. Subscribe to flippingmadeeasy.com and become part of the flipping community. Right now, if you use the promo code CHOP, you'll receive a free t-shirt and a 30-day, that's right, 30-day money-back guarantee. That's flippingmadeeasy.com.
CHOP Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Chart Choppers here on the CHOP Sports Network. I am your host, Alan Austin, and this week we continue the countdown of the best players from each division in the National Football League. This week I am joined by Tony Cavallo. You know him best from his days at Syracuse Drama, acting in plays. More recently, though, the West Coast Gamblers podcast. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing great, my man. And good on you for having a show called Chart Choppers. I don't think I'd be able to say that 10 times fast, but you do it with ease, my man.
Well, I will consider that a great compliment. Thank you very much. As we get started here, Tony, there are a couple ground rules. I will give you my list of the top players in this episode for the NFC West. No rookies are eligible if they have not yet played a down, theoretically. At this point, the season started. So if they've not played a full season's worth of games or been rostered, blah, 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 they're not eligible. Okay. Tony, I did this for the NFC South because the division is loaded. I'm going top 20 here. I know I'm catching you off guard.
You're going top 20?
I'm going top 20. We're going to blaze through the first 10 and we'll go into a little more detail. And then at the end, we'll give some honorable mentions and you can bash me, which I'm sure you will.
I mean, I got brunch plans, but I guess I'll tell them I'll be a little bit late.
We'll jump right into it then. At number 20, Arik Armstead of the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
Number 19, Buda Baker, safety, Arizona Cardinals.
I love him.
I love him as well. Number 18, Chandler Jones. Number 17, Tyler Lockett. Number 16, Chris Carson. And I just want to say something about Carson real quick. Kind of like a love or hate kind of guy, mostly because of fantasy football. But when the guy's on the field, he really is a dominant running back. It's just about keeping him on the field and how they use him in that offense. But he's super talented. Number 15, Jamal Adams. Number 14 is a guy who I think people will assume has lost a step, but it's really been a little bit of injury, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Maybe he will lose a step going forward. But until further notice, number 14, J.J. Watt.
Oh,
number 13. And this one, fans at home are going to be like, okay, I'll take your word for it. Rodney Hudson.
He's awesome.
Arguably the best center in the league. So the best player at a single position needs to be on this list somewhere. And this division stacked. So he falls at number 13. Number 12, somebody who could be in the top five, possibly in a year or two, DK Metcalf. Number 11. Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. Can I stop you right there before you go to your top 10? Because
yes.
So far, I'm agreeing with most of this list. I will say I made my own top 10 list as well. And you already mentioned one name in this top 20 that has hit my top 10 list. But there's a couple of guys that are questionable to me. But I just want to commend you on not putting DK Metcalf in the top 10 right away. He had an amazing season last year. This year, he's not quite gotten to the same level he was. I need more consistency out of him before he cracks the top 10 in a very loaded division, as you said. So good on you for not putting him up there just yet.
No, but like I said, a year from now, we may be singing a different tune. So
absolutely.
Who is your guy that was in your top 10 that fell in my 11 to 20 range?
It's probably because he went to the same alma mater as me, but ever since he played in New England and in Arizona, he has been a force off of the end and cannot be stopped as he started the year with a 5-sack game against Taylor Lewan and the Tennessee Titans. Chandler Jones deserves more love. He is unstoppable on that team. I had him at number 8 on my list.
Fair enough. Look, Chandler Jones, I just want to bear in mind that most of my rankings happened prior to the season starting. So if you think of it that way, Chandler Jones had an awesome opening week and is well on his way to being one of the most dominant, if not already there, pass rushers in the NFL. Teaming him up with Watt on that line does both guys a lot of favors this season.
Yep. Before you keep going, is Rodney Hudson the only offensive lineman on your list?
No.
Okay, good. Keep going.
Rodney Hudson is one of two offensive linemen. For the fans who've listened to all the episodes, they know I am a big sucker for offensive linemen, the most undervalued position in the sport.
Absolutely.
So I'm all in. Number 10, somebody that I know you are a fan of, somebody that has yet to, in my opinion, truly figure out the NFL, but based on pure talent and skill, Kyler Murray has to crack the top 10. I have him at number 10.
Okay.
I know you're a fan of Kyler Murray.
I am.
I just think this is not necessarily a make or break year as much for him as it is, say, Cliff Kingsbury. But this year, they better do something. Even though that division's pretty good as we go through the players, they need to put up this year. That's how I feel about the Arizona Cardinals, and he's leading that charge.
I think he's a future MVP, but number 10 for you. Okay.
Right now. And I may still be kind of bitter about him choosing football over baseball. Number 9.
But not bitter at all about him leading me to victory over you in our fantasy league playoffs.
Let's go to number 9. Number 9, Fred Warner, making a case for being there's one guy ahead of him in the league, and he's on this list coming up.
Yeah.
Fred Warner is making a name for himself in this league year after year. He shows improvement. I know you're a big linebacker guy, so you must love Fred Warner.
Fred Warner's awesome. He's absolutely on my list. Again, a little bit lower than I had him, but Fred Warner is unstoppable. And I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan. As the people on News Channel 8 can see, the Green Bay flag flying behind me right now. And Aaron Rodgers came out after playing San Fran and said Fred Warner is the best middle linebacker in the game right now. And if Aaron Rodgers thinks that, then I think it too.
Okay, fair enough. Well, this is the Chop Sports Network. One of the co-owners, Chris Gucci, diehard Packers fan, diehard. So you and him would be on lockstep, I'm sure. Number 8 is somebody who I know you're going to leave off your list for different non-football related reasons. Nick Bosa, who I am not a fan of generally, but I can't knock his skill. Like, I don't want to spend too much.
He's a baller.
Yeah. I'm higher on him than his brother by quite a bit as well.
Okay.
I know his brother will, you know, down the line when I cover the AFC West, we'll talk about his brother in some detail, but I think Nick is the better brother at this moment, but both guys deal with a lot of injuries. So we'll see how their legacies are ultimately affected, but I can't knock him off this list just yet. Number 7, another Tony Cavallo favorite, George Kittle. I would say probably the third best tight end in the NFL going today. An unbelievable talent.
He's awesome. He actually was 7th on my list exactly too. So we're in lockstep on that one.
Beautiful. And George Kittle, huge wrestling fan. So I know that speaks to both of us.
He's also the third best tight end. George Kittle is the only one of those three that actually blocks from the tight end position.
Number 6 is the other offensive lineman, Trent Williams. When you have an offensive tackle that can dominate, take a year off, come back and not miss a step, you can't knock that ability. That is pure skill, pure athleticism. Trent Williams, number 6, and I'm sure he's the other guy you were referencing earlier.
He's a beast. Didn't make my list, though.
Okay, fair enough. I think the offensive tackle is the toughest, if not the toughest position in the sport. So especially blindside offensive tackle, but that's another conversation for another day. Number 5. The only other linebacker I think is better than Fred Warner, Bobby Wagner of the Seattle Seahawks. Linebacker is a tough position, man. No position in the NFL is easy, but Bobby Wagner is the best at one of the toughest. You got to be strong. You got to be quick. A lot going on.
5 years ago, he might be number one on this list. But this year, I mean, he's just an older guy, and he still can play the position to the best of his ability, but I don't believe it's to the best of the top 10 in the NFC West ability.
Fair. But you got to respect what he's done year after year.
Through and through a Hall of Famer.
All right. Now, 4 through 1, I'm gonna cut away and do the honorable mentions now.
Okay.
All right. And here are just some names I'm going to throw at you. They did not make my top 20, but they were on the short list of candidates. Chase Edmonds, I really like him as a running back, not top 20 in the league, but I think he's super talented.
I don't think he's top 50 in this division, but sure.
Well, he's not in. He's a name I wrote down. Okay. Raheem Mostert can't stay on the field. Can't make the list again, if he can't stay on the field.
Top 50 in this division.
Yeah. Three wide receivers in this division who didn't make the list, but I think are really good. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Deebo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
A couple tight ends, you know, Tyler Higbee, Gerald Everett, really nice players, not top 20.
Yep.
Offensive linemen, Dwayne Brown, Andrew Whitworth, Mike McGlinchey, just guys who are consistently there for their teams. Alex Mack has been a top center, probably a future Hall of Famer if it goes that way. Darius Williams, cornerback, you know, paired up with Jalen Ramsey, who may or may not appear on this list coming up. Those are my honorable mentions. If you think there's anyone else I missed, I think you can get a clue as to who my final four are. If there's any names you want to throw in that I haven't touched on, please do.
Johnny Hecker. That's probably the only guy I'd throw in there. I don't think you do a lot of specialists on this list because rarely they make that huge of an impact. But Johnny Hecker is by and large the best punter in the game. And I think he deserves to be at least in the top 20 when it comes to making the best players in this list. He is going to be a Hall of Famer from the punting position. And that is saying a lot. There aren't many of those guys out there. And I think Johnny Hecker at least deserves honorable mention on this podcast here. Punters are people too.
Punters are people too, and I'm apologizing profusely if I ever made it seem like they are not. All right, let's go to the top four.
Before you go through your top four.
Sure.
I made my list too, and I don't know if you want to hold off on this or because you've already mentioned some names from your honorable mention list, from your whatever that didn't make the overall list, but I'll let you go first, and then I'll pick it apart. It's your show.
Thanks, Tone. Number four, Jalen Ramsey. I teased him before. I think the second best cornerback in the entire NFL behind your boy, Jaire Alexander. So Jalen Ramsey at number four. Number three, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson is one of the most electrifying players in the game for the last, I don't know how long it's been, long time now. And he's one of the few guys, Aaron Rodgers is on that list, where I never count them out.
Exactly.
Like, I never count them out. He may not have the best arm. He may not be the quickest anymore. He may not, blah, blah, blah. But he's a jack of all trades, and he's a leader and a winner. And he's number three on my list. Number two, DeAndre Hopkins.
He's awesome.
I just an unbelievable football player. He improves his quarterbacks. You know, a lot of receivers benefit from the quarterback. Quarterbacks benefit from him as the receiver.
Absolutely.
So DeAndre Hopkins, phenomenal talent. And number one is unquestionably Aaron Donald. The guy has been the best defensive lineman at a position where whoever is the best changes from year to year historically. There's never really any consistency. He's been there about 4 years now, top of the game, defensive player of the year, all the lists name him top player in the game. And he's got to be number one on my list. So, Tony, rebuttal.
Rebuttal. I love all of the lists that you've made, almost all the lists that you made. Aaron Donald, obviously, I mean, one of the best players in the game, as is DeAndre Hopkins. I will say there's one guy on your list in the top 10 that is probably the biggest variance that we had in our individual list. And you had Kyler Murray at number 10, and he is awesome. He is dynamic. He is all over the place. There's not many guys, if any guys, in the league like him. And this year in particular, he's come out of the gates firing on all cylinders. It obviously helps to have that DeAndre Hopkins on his team. But when you had him at number 10 and I looked at my list, you can take off the zero next to that number.
Wow.
I think Kyler Murray is the best player in this division. And I'm looking a little bit into the future. I will say the Aaron Donalds, the Jalen Ramseys, the DeAndre Hopkins, to me, quarterback means more. And I know that's a popular thing. They're the guy that everybody knows on each team. But it does matter. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going far in the NFL. So that does carry weight when it comes to this list. I think Kyler Murray is the best quarterback in this division by far. And I think Kyler Murray is the best player in this division. I have him number one overall for the young gun in Arizona.
Very interesting. I knew you were a Kyler Murray guy. I did not know you were his biggest fan.
Yeah, I think he's amazing.
That is very nice to hear. Tony, that has been the NFC West top 20 loaded division. A lot of players. This is a division that we all knew coming into the season was going to be competitive.
Yeah.
And it has not disappointed yet. I mean, no. Even the 49ers, who a lot of people, I think it's kind of a hipster pick for that division, but a lot of people love them. And I think they are probably early season results, the fourth best team in that division. And they're still possibly playoff bound. So it's a very loaded division right now.
It is. I love it. I love watching this division. I love watching them beat each other up. The divisional matchups are always great. It's going to be a hell of a year with these guys.
Absolutely. Tony, why don't you tell the folks at home about West Coast Gamblers, where they can find it and where they can find you?
Well, the West Coast Gamblers is on any listening, wherever you find your podcast, West Coast Gamblers is there. And we are the only gambling show that makes you money. My name is Tony Squares on the show. I make my picks with my heart, not necessarily my head, but we do have Schaefer the Sharp that hits you with all the stats and the lovely Dangles, who doesn't know a goddamn thing he's doing and is just throwing darts at the board. But we make you laugh, we make you money, and we have some fun while doing so. West Coast Gamblers. West Coast Gamblers on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find it, and on YouTube as well, so you can see our pretty faces.
And where can they find you?
My name is Tony Cavallo on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you find social media. I'm there at Tony_Cavallo.
All right, Tony, thank you so much. Next week on the show, you will be joining me again, once again, as we count down the top players in the AFC West. Until next time, that's that. Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.